Assistant Attorney General Barbara Oswald argued that legislative rules make it clear campaigning on state time is wrong.
The Senate guidelines say one simple rule to remember: state offices and their supplies are not to be used for campaign activity. I don't know how much clearer that rule could be. It also goes on to say many of the same principles that apply to state supplies and equipment also apply to state employees and their activities on political campaigns. Again, I don't know how much clearer this rule could be.
Former lawmakers Chuck Koala and Steve Foti, Representative Scott Jensen, and former Foti aide Sherry Schultz face felony charges if this argument holds up. Their attorneys say that punishment is too drastic, since there are only rules and no laws that specifically prohibit campaigning with state resources. Koala's attorney, James Olson, also told the court that it's impossible to draw a line between where political work ends and legislative work begins. Here's his statement to Justice Patrick Crooks.
The legislative process doesn't start the day that the session opens. The legislative process starts with an idea, and that goes back into the campaigns and sometimes before the campaign.
Are you saying that you can't compartmentalize, in other words, that you can't really separate political activity from legislative activity?
I'm saying that you cannot.
Two justices recused themselves from both cases, and another sat out of the case involving Foti, Jensen, and Schultz. The court will likely issue a decision sometime before it adjourns in June. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.